Oh, when you first found the letter?
When you actually do it, because after the bug got squished, right?
Right.
We actually do it.
After the bug got squished, I don't think you want to say. Yeah.
No, we were planning to do it. But we didn't
She might have been thinking about it. But she went through the computer system herself. Right.
It's
fine.
But
you know, sometimes they bring up girls from school for slumber parties or whatever. Here, put the spacesuit on.
Wonder Woman?
Nobody ever comes back for a second summer party.
Did you teach her?
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
She's usually abroad because she's like an ambassador.
She's abroad, right?
She's a goodwill ambassador. Pretty Elba.
Me too. I'm a goodwill ambassador of me.
And all other flaming beings.
And the racist one. The last and only of my kind.
Are you? In this universe. In this dimension.
Let's see. So.
Mm-hmm.
Because not every episode has to be that way.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes they can contain themselves. Right?
No. Aww. I like the bugs.
They're evil.
Yeah, true.
They're animals, man.
They're evil.
Oh, can they cut the power? Can they cut the power? I think they can cut the power.
Can cut the power.
It's sort of like the Silurians.
Uh-huh.
You know, the same attitude. You know. Like humans are so low, they're not, you know, who cares what happens to them.
But she's not human.
That's true. Well, but she can fly in space. Therefore, she's a higher life.
Higher life?
Yep.
Okay.
The bugs, man. They're not higher level than the bugs.
They need ships to go.
They can fly in space, not very fast.
Okay.
They're about speed 12.
Okay.
So they need ships to actually get fly on the planet.
Right.
The robots are pretty tough, too.
The red
ones are, anyway. See, I should have just blown up that yellow robot and not let it go home.
True. We have all this travel. Because that wasn't really... that was not the point of that subplot at all.
Oh well.
The whole point was the mysterious death.
The bug?
Yeah, the bug.
I'm still trying to figure out what killed the bug. And what...
That was the whole point. Then you decided to follow the other bug. Oh, the robot.
So I want to get up there. And we'll go check it out.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what's the deal with the lab and the...
That dog and stuff. Yeah,
Should be playing.
Check it out. What the hell is this? What's this? The movie section. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we're done for now.
Okay. My character calls his girlfriend.
Lord, how's school
going? Man.
How am I doing at school?
Bunking everything.
Okay. You never around.
Yeah.
Either. Yeah. Amazon. What could they possibly teach you? Shooting, running, jumping.
I'm really good at shooting.
Yeah. That's all they teach, right? Literature.
Well, yeah. Classical.
Fortunately, I use classical favorite languages real well.
Yeah.
Translate this from Latin.
And you guys, into what language?
No, they can teach
you
math. Well,
yeah.
Math. Earth history.
Yeah. They're really good at Greek history. But, you know, they know about other things.
Really
so they do
mythology.
Teach you other things. But, yeah, they concentrate on the classics and stuff.
That's cool.
It's not real. Oh, wait. Me either.
It is real.
How do you explain this?
We beat up Phobos, man. I did. You know, other than that.
Did you bring up anything from Lorna?
Nothing.
Who?
Who? Did I bring back anything? Or chocolate? Yeah, chocolate.
No.
Genuine chocolate.
Swiss chocolate?
It tastes like a normal
chocolate.
Here's a forearm t-shirt.
Alright.
And a bug hat.
I don't think Lorna wants a forearm t-shirt or a bug hat. I'll take a forearm t-shirt and a bug hat. Souvenir. I'm putting somewhere. Put in my trophy room.
If you're more into geology or whatever, here's a Pluto rock.
Looks kind of cold.
Really should have brought one of their
artifacts. Yeah, yeah.
One of their
ancient
relics.
Artifacts. Next time.
Oh, yeah, they
had
one of those.
Oh. Just like it, except bigger.
Life-size.
Yeah, life-size. And
it
moves.
Worshiping it.
It actually moves.
What did they have?
It's not really a statue. It's someone sitting there.
I forgot to ask.
Did you get a throw?
Yeah.
Did they have any churches or anything like that?
Yes.
What do they worship?
I have no idea what they worship.
Look it up. Does he have the Kshuva?
I don't know. Pastor?
Nico?
But they do worship some sort of
check
monstrous.
It.
God.
Nico. That's like a big mosquito thing, right?
Yeah.
Don't they worship, actually, I don't know. Pastor?
That
is.
Oh, well.
I'll get later. This is a very lucky thing, this
Encyclopedia Cthuliana or something.
Cthuliana. You don't have the rule book?
Sword of Veracity. Sword of D&D?
Say who, what?
Sword of Veracity.
Sword of Veracity?
Veracity.
Veracity? D&D.
Is that one of the D&D others? Is that D&D?
I think so.
In one of the campaigns that we looked for? Or is it, I think you do that or.
Could be Arch Magic. I think it might be Arch Magic. It sounds kind of familiar.
Well, something we were looking for. Just trying to think of artifacts we'll put in. Definitely something that will bring more conflict to this.
Yeah.
Ye go. Ego, fungi from the earth. Race of beings who dwell in many worlds and have an outpost on Pluto, otherwise known as Yoga. These beings resemble winged crustaceans with egg shaped heads that constantly change color, their means of communicating. Some beasts are able to fly to other worlds, stars, and realities, though others must use other ways, such as magical gateways, to attain this goal. All these physical attributes, however, may be changed at whim, for the fungi are masters of surgery. And they're not fungi, they're fungi.
Yeah, close
enough.
The Mingo originally came to Earth during the Jurassic period, fighting off attacks from elder things in order to settle in the Northern Hemisphere, where for the most part they have remained ever since. Fungi show a great deal of interest in our planet because Earth contains deposits of certain minerals that are not found in other parts of the universe. to obtain these minerals, the fungi have set up mining bases in the Andes, Appalachians, and Himalayas. Such bases are usually well hidden, and the Migo usually recruit members of the local population to help keep their activities secret. Word of their actions usually spread despite this secrecy, and references to the curious creatures are often found in the legends of countryside surrounding the creature's owners. One of the Migo's most amazing feats of technology involves a device known as the brain cylinder. Through their surgery, fungi can remove the brain of any being and transplant it into a curious metal cylinder, leaving the body in a state of suspended animation until the mind returns. The brain can observe and interact with its surroundings via certain apparatus contained connected to the cylinder and may be taken by the Migo on trips to Yuggoth, other stars inhabited by fungi in other dimensions and times. This procedure is usually reserved for those especially favored or hated by Migo. The Migo who dwell in the Himalayas have been known to cover their bodies with the pelts of various animals. According to some, this is the source of the legends of the abominable snowman. The Migo's surgical propensities also suggest they may be responsible for the ongoing cattle mutilations reported in the southwest U.S. See Big Dipper, Brother of the Yellow Sign, Elder Dane, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I think they're a very thin race. I think they worship them.
Maybe. It does see Steve Haster.
No, they probably worship someone. One of the elder guys.
Haster.
Haster.
The way this campaign is coming together is disturbing.
This campaign?
This particular
some campaign. Say Haster is also served by the Migo and the Itaqua, but there is little evidence to support this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it should be Haster.
Haster. That's a thought.
Right?
Gatnothoa. Now that's a tough one. Don't look at his statue. Turn me stone, man.
What's wrong?
Well,
okay, what's wrong?
Yeah. Okay. 4, 4, 7, 4, 4, 7, 5, 16.
Yeah, so a great old one dwelt within the map, Yadid Goa, but stood within the mouth of the land of Miri. He was bitten up there by the colony and the fungi of Yadid.
Yeah,
Goa.
You just go, man.
Gatamon is a great old one who was constructed by the Migo. The Migo's laboratory created Gatamon and placed him in the back lake where he still goes.
Yasala, all in one. That'd be Yasala. Huh? Yasala is the only one.
The only what?
Only
one. Yasala is known as the key to the gate whereby the spheres meet. In the guise of the Beyond One, Yasala is worshipped by the Migo, and he is also known to certain minds made of vapor as the mysterious sign.
Ooh, Yasala.
So, there you go. Yog-Sothoth or,
Haster?
Haster.
Yog-Sothoth is too abstract.
Yog-Sothoth.
That's the only one. The global guy.
Yeah.
Global Master. You know the Global Master? The global.
So, Yog-Sothoth, let's say, it's about two-thirds.
And Haster is a outer god known by the title Worker at the Threshold. According to Unus Rex of the Colton, Yog-Sothoth is the father of Cthulhu, Hathor, and the Volthoon. In the mythos, Yog-Sothoth seems to share rulership of the universe with Azathoth, and may be opposed by Nodens.
Those crappy companies, those guys.
Yog-Sothoth is known as the key to the gate whereby the spirits meet, said to exist everywhere in time and space. Paradoxically, the lyrical threshold appears to be shut out from our own dimension and may only come to this world when summoned. Perhaps he dwells in a parallel dimension which intersects ours only at certain points, or else he is omnipresent but can fully manifest only with the help of certain ceremonies. In our world, certain sorcerers worship God Sothoth in exchange for limited command of time and space. Using these abilities, worshippers can do anything from warping space to hold their chosen victim to stepping outside time itself to return to Earth after hundreds of thousands of years have passed.
Wow, hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, Sothoth eventually takes all of these misguided souls to a result of fate from not which even physical destruction can save them.
The bubble guy.
Usual form is a congeries of iridescent spheres.
Bubble guy.
But it is said that other gods are named on forms. One of these, the lurker threshold appears as a black and white of horror. Intersecting pyramids. First is God suffering is diametrically opposed to another. So we shall pursue until the end of time. Another holds that he lay beneath the elder's time and now until freed by Moses. And that Yahweh is in fact the manifestation of the other gods.
The majority were
Lammies.
Yeah, Stala.
What'd you get for the roll?
Six. 9 and then 12.
I got double six. Followed up by a 12. That would be 24.
And 16 inside. That didn't go after this.
No. Everybody gets 15 plus 3 hero points or 3 vet.
Hero points?
I get 2, right?
And you get 2.
I don't need bank right now, do I?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
18.
I'll take the hero points.
We have 42 hero points. Oh, we're about.
Okay. Can things only still only go up one point at a time? Or?
Yep, I'll just be getting something
new. Thanks for 14.
I should have my flight. 24.
So, 15, 14,
well, Dodge is kind of low now. What else should I up? Okay.
Is there much point in increasing my comprehend languages past 12?
So, at 12 is pretty much any alien language. So it would be if you want to know, like, ancient alien language or something like that.
Okay. Get it to 15?
Yeah.
Mine?
What about your mind?
Up 7 to 8, or scientists 10 to 11?
That's fine. Probably mine.
Mine is 12 points.
Eventually you'll start using the mind ripping bones.
Great. Actually, I can still up my scientist. I didn't spend any points last time. Scientist from 10 to 11 would be 20 points. How charisma? Do I need to up charisma anymore?
Of course.
What you got at?
7.
Wait,
what's Star Sapphire's? 9?
9.
What about my charisma? Bitch. 12 points.
As soon as I get my other stuff where I want it, I'll start working on this thing.
And scientist is 20 points. 20 points. Or body. Body is 24 points. Body 10 is good enough, right? Yeah?
Body 10 would be what?
Good enough.
No, like 10?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Alright, scientist 11 then.
Especially because you have energy absorption. Even though I'm one half. Over half the battle. But when it works,
it's really handy.
Yeah. So energy blast is good enough at 12 or not? Help that later. I'm going to attack.
Sure.
Okay. Good.
Next week, are you running twice?
Probably not. So we should try to play some kind of game at night.
Like,
that's not me running something.
Wait.
No.
Was Eric
going to
run something else? I intend
to,
but I
want to. He wants to do research, so it'll take a while.
What? Random crap.
He must have a really high bar there.
For
because D&D campaign was great.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. That's pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So something like that.
My problem with D&D is I never settle on a character.
Yeah, well, I just recreated my character.
Same problem with Neverwinter Nights. I've restarted like 10 times because it's not awesome.
Like Diablo.
Yeah.
Oh, Diablo.
EverQuest. Star Wars. All of
them. Well, Star Wars, I would actually not stay with EverQuest and just die. But I was just looking forward to it. Not your really good one. I think that kind of
stuff. Rebels was boring. It might be better now.
I kept expecting it to be better. I kept expecting it to be better. It wasn't better.
Maybe when they release the space expansion, if I'm not busy playing anything else, I just think that are turning on my account again for a little bit.
I guess I would. I just don't see anything. I don't see the engine is capable of doing anything good in the space expansion.
Maybe like X-Wing being in
I have a feeling the EverQuest space expansion would be like wandering around that ship.
So
and maybe you look at a window gauge and see
the
stars.
Huh?
Are they expansions?
Yeah. No, not really.
The reading was okay. I like the original game. I think it'd be interesting with the multiplayer.
Yeah, it seems
doesn't it get harder?
I played it with two. What are you doing,
Cat?
And then
for butter.